Yes, joining me today is one of my favourite artists, country artist from Adelaide, brand new single, Juliet Oliver. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good. So obviously, I've got to ask you about the elephant in the room, about COVID-19.
Yeah, it's been a tough few months, but, you know, I think we're on the upside of it, so things are looking up, hey?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think it's a good chance for everyone in the music industry to get back out there. As far as for you, obviously people who don't know, we actually met in your neck of the woods in Adelaide for a showcase where you were absolutely amazing, barring the blizzard conditions. I do not get that cold in Adelaide, I must admit.
No, it's it's pretty cold at the moment, actually, but, you know, just break through the winter and it'll be all good. But no, I can't believe it's a while ago. It's not often that you get to meet the radio presenters that you talk to, so it's really cool.
Yeah, it's just as odd, and obviously we're going to go to Tamworth. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. Tamworth's always a fun time, fun 2 weeks. Up there, it's I guess it's the Mecca, isn't it? The family of country music. It's nice to keep up with everyone, and we were lucky to have it, really. I don't know what's going to happen next year.
From what I was told, apparently they are going to have it next year.
One of my
emails I got, I'm not sure if I can even tell people that, but they are trying to have it the same time as next year. Fingers crossed. They did say it could change, but they are trying to have it the same date, same time, same everything.
Oh, good. Well, exclusive news here.
Yes, that'll be good news, so you can go back there. Obviously, how's life changed for you since Blame It On A Song? Because that was such an epic track.
Oh, thank you. Well, I actually have been sitting on this track, Strangers, for a while. Since I released Blame It On The Song, I recorded both of them at the same time up in Sydney with producer Matt Fell. Blame It On The Song was a pretty natural first single to come out, and I've just been waiting for the right time since to release this one.
And the right time, obviously, is during a pandemic.
Absolutely. Well, as the song says, we're all strangers to each other, but it's a little more of a ballad, this track. Mm. It's got kind of a sad undertone to it, which is not usually my sort of style, but I thought, you know, with the weather getting cooler and I guess the melancholy winter vibes, it just felt right.
Yeah, it's such a difficult song for you, because obviously we all think of Blame It On A Song as this, you know, Juliet Oliver, happy-go-lucky, sort of upbeat, sort of country pop ballad, and now it's sad almost. So, but I love the variety in the song. I think it's a real change of pace. So how's this song been for you on a personal note? How's the reaction been?
Yeah, really great. I think maybe people weren't really expecting to hear this sort of music from me. So it's been a nice change. I think what was cool for me in, I guess, bringing this song to life was that I was able to bring kind of a number of different genres into it. Obviously, country music is my number one and it always will be. I don't think I could sing or write a song that doesn't happen to be country, but I've been listening to a bunch of different artists, and when I went to the producer, Matt Fell, I said, you know, in this song, I kind of want to bring some Amy Winehouse vibes, some Adele vibes in there, and play around with some new flavours, and I think it really showcases that.
Yeah, because I got the sense there wasn't a your traditional sort of pop country, it sort of varied into pop and alt sort of sound. So at the moment, are you looking at, I don't want to say experimenting out into different sort of genres, but sticking to country, but I guess having different influence in your music at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's what's great about country music, is that you can kind of experiment and throw different kind of sounds in there while remaining country. I don't think I'll ever change from that, and country pop in particular is my number one go-to. But for me, I think that's what keeps the music fun and it keeps it alive. It's just that, I guess, switching it up and changing and figuring out how things work and sound for you. So I was really grateful to be able to do that with this one.
So obviously the new single is absolutely killer, Strangers. Everyone should grab a copy of it today. As far as you go, how is everything going as far as music for the next 6 to 12 months? Is it on the back burner, because obviously you're telling me before that losing your, you know, your traditional job, I must say, and are you looking at going back into gigging, or what's the plans going forward for you?
Yeah, I guess I said to you before as well, like, you know, the thing for me is that regardless of what happens with, you know, a traditional office job or with uni or whatever I'm kind of doing, music's always there as that, I guess, that solid, I guess, passion that never goes away. So for me, although this experience with COVID and losing my office job and whatever has been, I guess you could see it as a negative, it's kind of refreshed my view, and it makes me even more grateful to have music. So as soon as these venues open up, I want to make music again my number one and get gigging, and not only for the, I guess, the income side of things, but just for the passion. I think it's it keeps you going. I think it's definitely been a thing for me in isolation. I've had music to keep me occupied, so I'm very lucky in that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Juliet. Obviously, you've had a little bit more free time on your hands. Have you been able to write or come up with more ideas for songs in the future?
Yeah, of course. I think being stuck in your house all day, it's given me the opportunity to kind of refine my original love for it. I think I've been able to sit in my bedroom like I, you know, used to do as a teenager when I'd write all my songs and be able to get back to that passion again.
So is it one of those things, I guess, going back to Matt and making all these songs, or is it just rough copy demos and just sending it to Matt?
At the moment, I'm kind of just making, I guess, a compilation in my own, I guess, records of kind of a bunch of songs. I don't know where I'm going to go next, whether it'll be recording or kind of sit on these songs for a while. So I don't really know, but I'm at the stage I'm just compiling together all the songs I have, and hopefully one of these days I'll write a hit.
Well, you've got one hit already. Okay, Blame It On A Song was a great hit, so don't sell yourself short. Come on.
You can always get more, right?
Oh, you can always get more. And obviously, I actually don't believe it was 2000. I can't believe it was 2018 when you released the EP. It's like such a long time ago now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's about time you make an album. I'm not your manager, but I'm suggesting you make an album now.
Well, I'll take you up on that.
No, but it's so what can we expect in the future for you musically? Is it still the country pop ballad, the Blame It On The Song, or is it more like the new single? Where are we heading in the future, Juliet?
I don't know where I'm exactly heading, but I know it will always be country. And regardless of what kind of new things I bring in or incorporate, I'll always remain with those country roots and keep releasing the same sort of songs that I love and that, you know, I like to listen to.
No, and I think everyone who loves country music should listen to you. As far as, I guess, gigging goes, what's the state in South Australia at the moment? Obviously, your borders are still shut. What's the local scene? Are you got pubs open or...? Was still fairly...
I'm not 100% sure where we're completely at, but I think this weekend restrictions are easing again in terms of capacity numbers in venues. I'm lucky where I live in Wine Region, McLaren Vale, so yep. There's a number of wineries, cafes around. I know they're all opening up again, so fingers crossed they'll start doing some live music sessions shortly.
Yeah, I think anyone should go up to McLaren Vale in Adelaide. It's one of the most beautiful spots in the world. And listen to Juliet sing live, because it's actually quite interesting. Because you do the covers as well, which I was very surprised with when I was listening to your live. You were doing stuff from the 70s, stuff from the 80s, stuff from now. It's like really, really different. You were like different ranges. Was that something that you've always done, or obviously because the crowd, because of the age demographic, you switched up a little bit?
I think I always try and tailor it to who's in the audience, but you know, I think it's a nice segue. People like to hear what they know.
Yeah.
And I think people, if you begin with the stuff that they know, they tend to, I guess, trust you, or their ears prick up, I guess, and are more interested. And then I find it an easier segue to then introduce them to my own music. And plus, you know, those sorts of gigs, I like singing the stuff that I like to listen to as well. So it's really nice when you have a 3-hour block to sing, you know, not only your own stuff, but, yeah, all the songs you love.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So usually, because I think I was there for about an hour and a half, so I think we got one of your songs and obviously a lot of the covers. Is that what a traditional showcase for you is like, Juliet, even when you're doing at Tamworth?
Yeah, Tamworth not so much because I think it's a festival that really celebrates original music. So at Tamworth, I tend to only sing my own songs. But say at pub gigs or restaurant gigs, when it's you've got 3 hours, that's a long time to be sitting there playing the guitar. So for me, I kind of just look at those gigs as like a practice session, I guess, of, you know, just playing through the stuff I like and practicing and getting my skills up.
Yeah, definitely, because I think it's one of those things that, you know, every artist should try and start off with is the covers and then obviously working towards their own music. So, obviously, for the rest of the year, it's just wait-and-see approach at this point?
Absolutely. Keep writing, keep playing, and just keep on keeping on with what I love.
Oh, awesome stuff, Julie. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me and for your support. Appreciate it.
No problem. Yes, joining me today is one of my favourite artists, country artist from Adelaide, brand new single, Julie Oliver. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very good. So obviously, I got to ask you about the elephant in the room, about COVID-19.
Yeah, it's been a tough few months, but, you know, I think we're on the upside of it, so things are looking up, hey?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think it's a good chance for everyone in the music industry to get back out there. As far as for you, obviously people who don't know, we actually met in your neck of the woods in Adelaide for a showcase where you were absolutely amazing, barring the blizzard conditions. I did not get that cold in Adelaide, I must admit.
No, it's it's pretty cold at the moment, actually, but, you know, just break through the winter and it'll be all good. But no, I can't believe it's a while ago. It's not often that you get to meet the radio presenters that you talk to, so it's really cool.
Yeah, it's just as odd, and obviously we're going to go to Tamworth. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was great. It was really good. Tamworth's always a fun time, fun 2 weeks. Up there, it's I guess it's the Mecca, isn't it? The family of country music. It's nice to keep up with everyone, and we were lucky to have it, really. I don't know what's going to happen next year.
From what I was told, apparently they are going to have it next year.
Okay.
One of my emails I got, I'm not sure if I can even tell people that, but they are trying to have it the same time as next year. Fingers crossed. They did say it could change, but they are trying to have it the same date, same time, same everything.
Oh, good. Well, exclusive news here.
Yes, that'll be good news, so you can go back there. Obviously, how's life changed for you since Blame It On A Song? Because that was such an epic track.
Oh, thank you. Well, I actually have been sitting on this track, Strangers, for a while. Since I released Blame It On The Song, I recorded both of them at the same time up in Sydney with producer Matt Fell. Blame It On The Song was a pretty natural first single to come out, and I've just been waiting for the right time since to release this one.
And the right time, obviously, is during a pandemic.
Absolutely. Well, as the song says, we're all strangers to each other. But no, it's a little more of a ballad, this track. Mm. It's got kind of a sad undertone to it, which is not usually my sort of style. But I thought, you know, with the weather getting cooler and I guess the melancholy winter vibes, it just felt right.
Yeah, it's such a difficult song for you, because obviously we all think of Blame It On A Song as this, you know, Julie Oliver, happy-go-lucky, sort of upbeat, sort of country pop ballad, and now it's sad almost. So, but I love the variety in the song. I think it's a real change of pace. So how's this song been for you on a personal note? How's the reaction been?
Yeah, really great. I think maybe people weren't really expecting to hear this sort of music from me. So it's been a nice change. I think what was cool for me in, I guess, bringing this song to life was that I was able to bring kind of a number of different genres into it. Obviously, country music is my number one and it always will be. I don't think I could sing or write a song that doesn't happen to be country, but I've been listening to a bunch of different artists, and when I went to the producer, Matt Fell, I said, you know, in this song, I kind of want to bring some Amy Winehouse vibes, some Adele vibes in there, and play around with some new flavours, and I think it really showcases that.
Yeah, because I got the sense there wasn't a your traditional sort of pop country. It's sort of varied into pop and alt sort of sound. So at the moment, are you looking at, I don't want to say experimenting out into different sort of genres, but sticking to country, but I guess having different influence in your music at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's what's great about country music is that you can kind of experiment and throw different kind of sounds in there while remaining country. I don't think I'll ever change from that, and country pop in particular is my number one go-to. But for me, I think that's what keeps the music fun and it keeps it alive. It's just that, I guess, switching it up and changing and figuring out how things work and sound for you. So I was really grateful to be able to do that with this one.
So obviously the new single is absolutely killer, Strangers. Everyone should grab a copy of it today. As far as you go, how is everything going as far as music for the next 6 to 12 months? Is it on the back burner? Because obviously you're telling me before that losing your, you know, your traditional job, I must say. And are you looking at going back into gigging, or what's the plans going forward for you?
Yeah, I guess I said to you before as well, like, you know, the thing for me is that regardless of what happens with, you know, a traditional office job or with uni or whatever I'm kind of doing, music's always there as that, I guess, that solid, I guess, passion that never goes away. So for me, although this experience with COVID and losing my office job and whatever has been, I guess you could see it as a negative, it's kind of refreshed my view, and it makes me even more grateful to have music. So as soon as these venues open up, I want to make music again my number one and get gigging, and not only for the, I guess, the income side of things, but just for the passion. I think it's it keeps you going. I think it's definitely been a thing for me in isolation. I've had music to keep me occupied, so I'm very lucky in that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Juliet. Obviously, you've had a little bit more free time on your hands. Have you been able to write or come up with more ideas for songs in the future?
Yeah, of course. I think being stuck in your house all day, it's given me the opportunity to kind of refine my original love for it. I think I've been able to sit in my bedroom like I, you know, used to do as a teenager when I'd write all my songs and be able to get back to that passion again.
So is it one of those things, I guess, going back to Matt and making all these songs, or is it just rough copy demos and just sending it to Matt?
At the moment, I'm kind of just making, I guess, a compilation in my own, I guess, records of kind of a bunch of songs. I don't know where I'm going to go next, whether it'll be recording or kind of sit on these songs for a while. So I don't really know, but I'm at the stage, I'm just compiling together all the songs I have, and hopefully one of these days I'll write a hit.
Well, you've got one hit already. Okay, Blame It On A Song was a great hit, so don't sell yourself. Sure, come on.
You can always get more, right?
Oh, you can always get more. And obviously, I actually don't believe it was 2000. I can't believe it was 2018 when you released the EP. It's like such a long time ago now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's about time you make an album. I'm not your manager, but I'm suggesting you make an album now.
Well, I'll take you up on that.
No, but it's so what can we expect in the future for you musically? Is it still the country pop ballad, the Blame It On The Song, or is it more like the new single? Where are we heading in the future, Juliet?
I don't know where I'm exactly heading, but I know it will always be country, and regardless of what kind of new things I bring in or incorporate, I'll always remain with those country roots and keep releasing same sort of songs that I love and that, you know, I like to listen to.
No, and I think everyone who loves country music should listen to you. As far as, I guess, gigging goes, what's the state in South Australia at the moment? Obviously, your borders are still shut. What's the local scene? Are you got pubs open or was still fairly...
I'm not 100% sure where we're completely at, but I think this weekend restrictions are easing again in terms of capacity numbers in venues. I'm lucky where I live in wine region McLaren Vale, so yep. There's a number of wineries, cafes around. I know they're all opening up again, so fingers crossed they'll start doing some live music sessions shortly.
Yeah, I think anyone should go up to McLaren Vale in Adelaide. It's one of the most beautiful spots in the world. And listen to Juliet sing live, because it's actually quite interesting. Because you do the covers as well, which I was very surprised with when I was listening to you live. You were doing stuff from the 70s, stuff from the 80s, stuff from now. It's like really, really different. You were like different ranges. Was that something that you've always done? Or obviously,
yeah.
because the crowd, because of the age demographic, you switched up a little bit.
I think I always try and tailor it to who's in the audience. But, you know, I think it's a nice segue. People like to hear what they know.
Yeah.
And I think people, if you begin with the stuff that they know, they tend to, I guess, trust you, or their ears prick up, I guess, and are more interested. And then I find it an easier segue to then introduce them to my own music. And plus, you know, those sorts of gigs, I like singing the stuff that I like to listen to as well. So it's really nice when you have a 3-hour block to sing, you know, not only your own stuff, but, yeah, all the songs you love.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So usually, because I was there for about an hour and a half, so I think we got one of your songs and obviously a lot of the covers. Is that what a traditional showcase for you is like, Juliet, even when you're doing at Tamworth?
Yeah, Tamworth not so much, because I think it's a festival that really celebrates original music. So at Tamworth, I tend to only sing my own songs. But say at pub gigs or restaurant gigs, when you've got 3 hours, that's a long time to be sitting there playing the guitar. So for me, I kind of just look at those gigs as like a practice session, I guess, of, you know, just playing through the stuff I like and practicing and getting my skills up.
Yeah, definitely, because I think it's one of those things that, you know, every artist should try and start off with is the covers and then obviously working towards their own music. So, obviously, for the rest of the year, it's just wait-and-see approach at this point?
Absolutely. Keep writing, keep playing, and just keep on keeping on with what I love.
Oh, awesome stuff, Juliet. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me and for your support. Appreciate it.
No problem.